an esteemed mathematician, has died. Colleagues of Olga Larijenskaya recently announced that she died in St. Petersburg, Russia, January 12th, at the age of 81. She was a grandmotherly figure with a fierce intellect, and her work is part of a math student's canon. Keith Devlin is our math guy. He joins us from Stanford University to remember Olga Larijenskaya. Keith, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be here.
And what was her contribution to your realm in mathematics? She concentrated, I gather, on turbulence, hydrodynamics, and fluid flow.
Right. And what those have in common, the mathematics that they have in common, is partial differential equations.
Differential equations have real-world applications and impact, don't they?
Oh, heavens, yes. I mean, it's in aerodynamics, in studying how the blood flows, in cardiovascular science, that is, weather forecasting, pretty well anywhere where you've got a fluid, a liquid, or a gas that's moving either through a pipe or over an aircraft wing or around the hull of a ship or whatever.
I gather, Keith, that Olga Larijenskaya was part of a kind of Russian intellectual aristocracy that more than occasionally would come into conflict with authorities in the old Soviet Union.
Right. And I should mention that I'd actually never met her, but I do know that she had wide interests. She was a great nature lover. She loved art, literature, music. And she was also apparently a good friend of the Nobel Prize-winning author Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And that relationship in particular apparently brought her into conflict with the Soviet authorities on occasion.
Nevertheless, were there times in her career when she worked for the Soviet government, worked for the Soviet military?
I believe not, although all of the work she did has huge potential military applications, but that's true of almost anybody in mathematics.
Yeah. What does her loss represent to mathematics?
I think you can, on two or three levels. First of all, there were several generations of students around the world who learnt about partial differential equations, and in particular how you can solve them using computers. From reading the books that she wrote a couple of classic textbooks. But also, she belied a couple of common myths about mathematics. There's the myth that mathematics is an all-male game. Well, she was living proof that it's not an all-male game. Mm-hmm. And another myth is that to do good mathematics, you have to do it when you're young. Well, she was doing mathematics right up into her 80s. She was, I think, in her early 50s in the 1970s when she wrote a groundbreaking paper connected with the Navier-Stokes equations. And actually, Scott, you and I spoke about those in connection with the Millennium problems, because one of those million-dollar prize problems is to find a solution to those Navier-Stokes equations. And just last year, one of her books was published in English in the United States. So this is a loss on several levels.
Keith, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure, Scott.
Keith Devlin, Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University, remembering Olga Larijenskaya, who died this month at the age of 81.